Oasis Audio presents Benny Uncovers a Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. No Lazy Days for Benny. It was a hot, lazy morning that last day of July. Not a leaf stirred in the huge maple tree in the Alden front yard. Even the birds were still. Henry Alden sat on the grass with his back against a tree trunk. He was holding a book he was supposed to read for college in the fall. But he didn't feel like reading. His sister Jessie sat with her back against another tree, not moving. Violet was lying on the grass, propping her head up with her hands. She watched the big white clouds float slowly by in the bright blue sky. "Well," said Henry, "I don't remember a day like this ever. I don't feel like doing anything."
"Neither do I," said Jessie, without stirring. "I don't see how Benny can be playing ball."
"I'll tell you why we feel this way,"
Violet said suddenly.
"Usually, Grandfather plans a trip in the summer. We've been at the lighthouse, or on a houseboat, or riding in a caboose."
Just then, Benny came through the hedge. He had been next door. He was wearing shorts and a shirt with short sleeves.
"See you later,"
Jeff Beach called after him, and Benny waved.
"How's the ball game?"
asked Jessie.
"Quitting?" "Phew, it's just too hot for me,"
Benny said. He sat down next to Jessie. He did not look very happy.